Today's shir in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud. We're learning Lili Nishmas Sara Weinstock, Ben Weinstock's mother, Sara Leah Bas Moshe. All the neshamas we learn for should have an Aliyah. We're going to begin the Gemara about 11 lines down on Kuf Yud Omid Aleph. And we continue in a very esoteric type of discussion about various refuahs, various medicines or types of therapies that they did in those days, which we don't fully understand. And Hagdil Torah Ladir, we're going to learn this Gemara, but we're not necessarily going to come out with any halach l'maisa or proper understandings from the Gemara of how to properly take care of somebody. Gemara starts off and says, Haiman de Karche Chivya. We discussed at the end of yesterday's shir, talking about a person who is bitten by a snake, and we discussed the metaphysical idea of Poritz Gedi Yishchenu Nochosh. When a person breaks the rules that the rabbis have set up, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends various shlichim to go and hurt that person, to damage that person. One of them is the classic example of such a shliach lura is a snake. So Gemara has other discussions about snakes. So Gemara says, Haiman de Karche Chivya, if somebody has a snake wrapped around themselves in some way, that's choking the person or harming the person, so Linchos Lamaya, the person should go near water, should go down to the river, the Lischof Dikula Aresha, and Rashi explains, in this situation, he should go take a basket and lower a basket slowly between him and the snake. As Rashi says, the chivya lamalami rosha, the snake is higher than your head. So you lower the snake, the basket down on top of the snake, and the hope is that the snake will go up into the basket. Lihidadke mine, and slowly pushed the snake towards the basket. And this Rashi says, Yorid asal ma'at ma'at letzad ha'nochosh. You bring the basket down towards the snake. V'yavdil ben ha'nochosh mi b'soro shi'al al-asal. And hopefully the snake will leave you and go into the basket. Because if you were to grab the snake with your hand, shim'ochazo b'yado, o menasko b'chazok, if you try to rip the snake away from you with strength, yichos v'yishchenu, it's going to get mad and it's going to bite you. So you're doing this in a way to charm the snake, in a way, to go and enter into the basket. And then once the snake is in the basket, v'chisolik ilave, when the snake is in the basket, lishdei lemaya, quickly throw the whole basket with the snake inside of it into the water, the lislok v'lese, and then so you're in the water, so you get out of the water and you run away. Okay. Haiman demikane bechivya. Rashi explains over here that the snake is koes, it's angry at you, v'rodivachrov, it's somehow chasing you, u'meiriach reach pa'amov, and it can sense, it can smell your scent, the reach of your feet, of your footsteps, v'rodivachrov, when it's running after you. So if a person has a snake running after him, and the snake is somehow mad at you, so if you're walking with somebody else, so have that person pick you up, lirkeve arba gamide, in other words, make the scent go away, the snake will lose your scent, because somebody else is going to carry you for a distance of 4 amos. Again, this is like a tracker, a dog tracking you, so he loses your scent. So this way, have somebody pick you up, and your scent will be lost. Velo, Rashi discusses in many places over here, Velo doesn't say it every time. Elo means either you don't have somebody that's able to do this, you don't have the ingredients to do this, or it didn't work. You tried it and it didn't work. So then, in this situation, Lishvar Nigra, Rashi says, jump over this choritz. Choritz shomayim yidlo. So there's water there, so jump over the water. Again, the water will prevent your scent from being detected by the snake. So jump over this water, and in this situation, the snake won't be able to follow you. Below, and if that's not possible, there's no water over there, or you can't jump over it. So then, liaver nara, then try to go through a river, again, to make the snake lose your scent. Again, these are well-known ways to get a tracker, a dog, or a person off the scent of the animal. So in any event, you go through the river. Now, uvalelya, when you're done doing this and you're getting away from the snake, so when you're going to sleep that night, losve lepurya, lift your bed up, a arbo chavisa, on 4 barrels, so your bed shouldn't be on the ground, then the snake won't be able to re-sense you and attack you. V'nigne be'kochve, and go and sleep outdoors. This way also, Rashi says, b'mokum golui, in an open place, shlo yale derech hagag v'yapil asmulov, so the snake won't be able to jump on you from a roof. It can't approach you stealthily from the roof and jump down on you and Rechmanu Islam bite you. So sleep outdoors, and what do? Your bed is raised on these 4 barrels. The lice arbo shun, you bring 4 cats. Cats eat snakes, as Rashi will tell us. Blisrinu bi arbo kari de purya, and tie them to the 4 corners. So you basically are guarding yourself. You're surrounded by these snakes, by these cats that will eat the snakes. The lite shachve, and bring, Rashi says, shachve or anofim. These are branches or kesamim, or twigs, the whole dover, makashkes, debes, or anything that will make noise if the snake comes and slithers by. So this will be like a warning system. And the cats will wake up and sense that the snake is nearby. Mashmiah kol, kishiyavar aleim, when the snake goes over these things that make noise, they'll make the noise, the cats will recognize this, v'yagishu achasulim v'yochlu, and the cats will eat the snake. And this way, you'll be able to prevent the snake from getting you. So I didn't read the words v'lishtei hasam and put these things that make noise all around you. The kishama kali, when the cats hear the snake making these noises as it passes through these noise-making items, ochlile, the cat will eat it. Then the Gemara says, "Haiman deroy da basre." If a snake is running after you, what should you do? Lirit bechalta. Go through bechalta. Rashi says, "Bein hacholos." That's in sand. She nochashochol lorut shon. The snakes can't go and slither very fast in the sand. Biyachzul echorav. It's going to lose the scent of you, mistama, as well, and it's going to turn around and go away and leave you alone. Gemara continues and says, "Hai itzo dechaz yuchivyo." If a woman sees a snake, and this snake sees this woman, and this woman doesn't know, does the snake have these immoral intentions against her? Again, maybe this is somehow related to the idea from the Nochash HaKadmon. The Nochash HaKadmon was different than snakes nowadays. This Nochash HaKadmon was an upright, walking, talking snake that was supposed to be the servant for mankind, and unfortunately we messed things up with the Eitz Hadas by eating the Eitz Hadas. In any event, the Nochash HaKadmon had his eyes on Chava. So again, what exactly the Gemara is talking about here, we don't at all understand. The Gemara says somehow the snake, this might have intentions, immoral intentions on this woman. And this woman doesn't know this. Is the snake having immoral intentions to be with this woman? The snake is just a snake and is not having any such intentions on the woman. So how is she supposed to figure this out? So tishlachmona, she should take off her clothing and throw it in front of the snake. And let's see what happens. If the snake gets excited, so to say, it wraps itself around all the clothing, so then it's clear, Daiti Elavi, this snake wants to have tashmish with this woman, Rechmol Utslan, below. But if the snake ignores the clothing, so then, Lo Yohiv Daiti Elavi, obviously the snake has no intentions on her. How do you go and change this if the snake, Rechmol Utslan, has intentions for her? Maita Kanta, how are you supposed to correct this? Yohiv Daiti Elavi, so if the snake, Rashi says, has intentions on her, what's the woman supposed to do? So the first suggestion the Gemara says is the shamish kamei. She should have tashmish with her husband. She should live with her husband in front of the snake, and that will hopefully turn the snake off. As Rashi says, tizgane befona. By doing this, it's going to turn the snake off. Alternatively, he could the army. The Gemara says, no, koshkin de kovali. It's going to make the snake even more excited. So what should you do in this situation? Elatishkol mi mazya umitufra. She should take some of her mazya, is her hair, and tufra are her nails. She should take some of them, vitish debe, and throw it at the snake. These are going to somehow make the snake not interested in her. And the tema, she should say, dish deno ana. She says, I'm a menstruating woman. Rashi explains that this is just the language, lachash bi'almahu. This is just sort of like an incantation that she says. Again, we have a lot of other Gemaras now we're going to have very difficult to understand them in any way, halach lamaisa. But we read them, lahagdil Torah lahadir. Hai itzo de albo chivya. We have a woman that a snake entered into her, into oso amokum, into her vaginal canal. So she wants to get the snake out. So lifsa, she should spread her legs. Belozva atarte chavisa, and she should sit with one part of her buttock on one barrel and the other part on another barrel, so her legs are open in between these two barrels that she's sitting on. Velaise bisrushmeina, and she should bring some fatty meat. And velishte agumre, she should throw this fatty meat on burning coals. It's going to give off a lot of smell over here. Rashi says, kiheche de nislik recha, so it's going to give off an aroma that's going to entice the snake out of her. Velaise agana desachle, she should also bring agana, is a sal, Rashi says, that is filled with tachle. Tachle is shachlayim, or tachlayim is shachlayim. The shin and the tuff are interchangeable. I mentioned this many times. So she brings this basket full of cress, the chamra rechasana, and also to bring a wine. Rashi says, sheesh lo reach tov, a very aromatic wine, and velosu l'hosam, she should put them also over there, along with the fatty meat underneath her. She's above this area, with her legs spread apart. L'trukinhu b'hadei adade, she should mix this all together. And the linkot tzivaso bioda, she should be prepared because the snake's going to be enticed to come out of her with all of this beautiful smelling stuff. And she should have a pair of tzevis, as a pair of tongs, ready to go. And as soon as the snake comes out, the kimerach reicha, when the snake smells over here this very, very nice smelling food, so nafik v'yasi, it's going to come out of her, and quickly she should grab it, v'lishkilei, she should grab it with the tongs, v'liklaya benura, and she should burn it. She should throw it into this fire, because if she doesn't, d'lo, hadri lavi, it's going to come back inside of her. Once it had this experience, it's going to want to repeat it, and therefore we have to kill the snake, and this is the way to do so. Then we go back to the Mishnah where it taught us kola ochlin. If a person eats anything or a person drinks anything, if it's normally eaten or drunk by people, so even though he's doing it for medicinal purposes, it's allowed. So Gemara asks, kola ochlin, lasu yemai. Why did you say all foods? What's the chiddush over here by saying all foods? So the Gemara says, Lasuye, this comes to include techol l'shinayim. This comes to include eating the spleen, which is good for teeth. So you're obviously eating because you have a toothache and you want to go and get the medicinal benefit. But since people also eat this normally, so therefore you're allowed to eat it to benefit your teeth. And likewise, v'charshinin l'vnei b'mayim. This vetch, or others have the gears over here, that it's cress. So the eating of this is good for the intestines. Now, what's the chiddush over here? So Rashi brings down that normally these things are actually bad for other parts of the body. The tchol may be good for the teeth, but we learned earlier in the Masechta and also in Gemara and Brachos that it's bad for the intestines. And likewise, the karshinin, either the vetch or the cress, is good for the intestines, but it's bad for the teeth. So one might have thought in these situations that nobody would eat this regularly, so the answer is no. Even these things, some people eat them regularly, so even though you're doing it for medicinal purposes, it's allowed. Then the Mishnah said, kol hamashkin, any types of drinks are able to be drunk. So the Gemara says, lasu yemai. What is this coming to teach us? So this comes to include, Rashi, the Gemara says, liasuye meitzlofim b'chometz. It comes to include this meitzlofim. Rashi says this is pre-shotzlof. This is the fruit of the caperberry tree. I learned a lot about this in Brachos as well, that has three types of different edible products from this tree. And this type of juice that comes from this tree is going to be put, Rashi says, with challah, with vinegar, and therefore you put in this chometz, you put in this vinegar, and it is going to be a medicinal drink, albeit some people will drink this regularly as well. Now, Mark continues and says, Amalei Ravina L'Rava, Ravina says to Rava, Ma'u lishtos mei raglayim b'Shabbos. What about drinking urine on Shabbos? In many different cultures of the world, there are people who believe that there are medicinal benefits to urine. Medically, we have absolutely no indication that there's any benefit to drinking urine. In any event, Ma'u lishtos mei raglayim b'Shabbos. So you'll have to drink urine on Shabbos, because the only type of people that would drink this are doing it for medicinal purposes. At least they think it has some. So Amalei, so Ravina asked this to Rava, so Rava responds to Ravina, and he says, Tanina, we learned this in a brisa, we learned this in our Mishnah, kol hamashkin shosa, any drink is allowed to be drunk, however, umei raglayim lo shosu in she, but urine is not allowed to be drunk, it has clearly no normal person will drink this urine, and therefore the people that drink this urine are only doing it for medicinal purposes, and therefore it's not allowed. Then we said in the Mishnah, chutz mimei dekolim, other drink that you're not allowed to drink is this mei dekolim, water that comes from palm trees, dekolim. Mari says, Tana, we learn in a braisa, chutz mimei dekorim. Others call this dekorim. Why is one called dekolim and one is called dekorim? It's still not the same thing. So Mari says, man de tana mei dekorim. In our braisa that we just brought down, we called it mei dekorim. It means something that penetrates. So the Gemara says the reason why it's called that, Shehem Dokrin es Hamora, they penetrate into the gallbladder. The Mora is the gallbladder. Again, in those times in the Gemara, they used to think that there were various humors, and gall bile was one of the major humors, and that it wasn't kept in balance, so then that would lead to people being sick. So drinking of this Mei Dekorim, they called it this palm juice that they're talking about, this water that comes from the palm trees. So this would penetrate into your gallbladder and would reconcile the different humors, the bile, with the other humors. Uman d'amar bei dekolim, and the one that called it made the kolim, shiotzim min shnei dikle. It's because it came out from a stream that went in between two trees, as the Gemara now tells us. My made the kolim. What is this made the kolim? So Amar Rabba Bar Bruna. Rabba Bruna said that tarte tloy ika b'marava. There are two tloy. Rashi said the tloy are the kolim. They're palm trees, nitios, that are saplings. Min tuarim shenikra b'loshon arami tloy. These are a certain type of palm tree. These were saplings. Over here that were found by Marav in Eretz Yisrael, the Nafka Eina Demaya, and a stream came out from between Mibenaya, these two palm trees, and this had certain medicinal properties to it. kosur kamor mirafe. If you drank one cup from this water, so then it, Rashi says mirafe, it would loosen up the zevel shebimimayim. The intestines are filled with various waste, and it would loosen it up. Bimiktsas to a certain extent. Your person was obstipated or constipated, so this would loosen him up. It would be a laxative. But then, idach, if you drank a second cup, mishal, so that would lead you to have a real good laxative experience, and it would clean you out very well. And if then you drank a third cup, the second cup cleaned you out so well, idach, if you drank a third cup, it would go clear in like it went clear out. In other words, the same way that it went in, absolutely clear, it would go out clear. Your bowels were so cleaned out so well that Rashi says they're tzlulim, so this would therefore come out clear. A person goes, let's say, to prepare for a colonoscopy, and has to clean himself out. So eventually, the liquid that comes out from a person is almost clear water color, because your bowels have been cleaned out from all the excrement that's inside of them. This way they can do the colonoscopy. And in this situation, that's the power over here of this laxative properties of these waters that they made the kol. Mara continues and says, there's something even better. Amar ulo lididi, myself, Shossi Shichur de Bavloi, I drank this beer that came from Bavel. Umali Minai, it was even better than the laxative effect that the Maid de Kolam had. It was super duper laxative. He says, Vahu, the Lo Rogil Be'ar Bon Yomim, but this will only work if you haven't used it in 40 days. It only works on a one-time basis. Then you have to wait 40 days so your body is no longer used to it, and then it can have this very, very strong laxative effect. Gemara now says, Rav Yosef Amar, what exactly is the Maid Dekorim? That's the Girsa that Rashi has over here. Who Maid Dekorim? The Hashem the Dokrim Esacholi, that it pierces or penetrates your illness. We had the gallbladder before, as we said. Tosa says we shouldn't be goris this. This is a mistake. Anyway, we will goris it. Rashi was goris it. And he says, what is this Maid Dekorim? He says it's Zesom HaMitzri, a certain type of drink that is made up of three component parts. First part, Tilso Sari. First ingredient is a third of it is made from barley grain. The tilsa kurtume, a third of it comes from kurtume, that's normally translated as saffron, karkom. And the third part, the tilsa milcha, and the third part is salt. So that's how you make the zesom amitri, that's these powerful waters made to carb. Alternatively, Rapapa says that it's tilsa chiti, he says it's not barley, but it's made from grain that is wheat. The tilsa kurtume also has the second ingredient as the saffron, the karkom, and tilsa milcha, the third ingredient, he has the same. So the only difference between Rav Yosef and Rapapa is whether the first ingredient is barley or whether the first ingredient is wheat. And how do you remember which one said which? The simonech, the way to remember it is in a mnemonic over here, sisoni. What is sisoni? Rashi says, kli shenosnim bo tumor. This is a utensil that they used to store dates inside of it. And this sisoni has two samachs in it, samach, samach. And therefore, you remember that Rav Yosef, who has a samach in his name, was the opinion that said it's sari. Sari has a samach sound. Tosafot says that's why we didn't say samach, samach over here like we say in other places, because it's technically not samach, samach. It's the samach sound. It's really sari, which is the sin of barley. So in any event, that's how you remember. This is a mnemonic to remember that Rav Yosef was the one that said it had barley, and therefore you'll know that Rapapa was the one that said it had wheat. Now, this will only work between the months of Divcha, which means Pesach, and Atzarta, during the time period between Pesach and Shavuos. Divcha means the carbon Pesach, and Atzarta is the Atzeres to Pesach, which is Shavuos. The Komet Mirafile, in this situation, if somebody is constipated, so then it will be Mirafile, it will loosen up their bowels and allow them to go. And likewise, Udirafi, if somebody is very loose, he has diarrhea, Kometle, it will bind them and they will no longer have diarrhea. Again, a potion that works for both. Then the Gemara told us about the kos ikorin in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that you're also not allowed to drink a kos ikorin. Now, this has certain problems, which we alluded to in the Mishnah. You're never allowed to take something that will make a person sterile. We'll get to that at the end of the discussion. But first, we discuss what exactly is this kos ikorin. So the Gemara starts off and says, my kos ikorin. What is this kos ikorin? Some of Yochanan says, Lysay maskal zuza. You take a certain measure's worth, a zuza's worth over here of this Koma Alexandria. Koma Alexandria, Rashi tells us, is Sraf Ilonos Shel Alexandria, the gum or the sap of the Ilonos of the trees that came from Alexandria. Maskal zuza, you take the weight of a zuza's worth of Gavya Gila. Rashi explains Gavya Gila is something called Alom, which is an English word as well. Maskal zuza, you take the weight of a zuza's worth of Kurkuma Rishka. Rashi says this is Karakum, this is a saffron. Shulgan, and it's also known as Krug, and it's Hagodel Began. It grows in certain gardens. The Lishachinu, and you go, and you grind it all up together, Bahadi Adade, and this will be this Kos Shelikorin. Now, what does it do? The zava for a woman who has an excessive amount of discharge, she's a zava, so tlasa b'chamra, you take all of these ingredients and you mix them together with wine, b'chamra. So you take the Alexandrian gum over here, you take the kurkum rishka, and you take the gavya gila. You take these three things and you mix it with wine. And this will be a cure for a zava, below miyakra, but it will not make her sterile. However, lirikona, if you have a certain type of jaundice, a medical problem, so then you take only two of them, train, whichever two you want, and you put it in beer, b'shichwa, but this will, umiyaka, this will make you have sterility. This will make a person sterile who drinks this. Since we started talking about a cure for a zava, we're now going to go and give many, many, many different cures for a zava. A zava is a woman who has a discharge coming at the inappropriate time, and this is messing up her cycle. So this was a very big problem in halacha, as well as for shalom bayis. So the zava, as we said, for a woman who has an excessive amount of discharge at the wrong time, we said take tosla b'chama v'lo miyakwa. She should take all three of these ingredients and mix it with wine, and it won't cause her to become sterile. Below, either she doesn't have this, or as Rashi says, it didn't work. As the bottom Rashi over here says, "Kulu lo ma'ali el lezava." All of these things are only good for a zava. It's not for the irakona. And if it didn't work the first time with the first remedy, so then take lysate flosser, go bring three kapize. Kapize is a certain amount. Kli machse gimel lugin, Rashi says, a kli that holds three lugins worth of shimche parsoi. This is a certain type of shum. Shimche, Rashi says, is betzolim. It's a certain type of onion that come from Persia. And what do you do with it? You take these v'nishlok b'chamra, you go and cook them, you stew them in wine, v'nashkaya, and you give it to the zova to drink, v'name Allah, and you also say this incantation, kum mizovech, and that will go and stop her from being a zova. Fine. If that doesn't work, ilo, either she doesn't have it or it doesn't work, losva aparashas drachim, she should stay by the crossroads, the linkito kasa de chamra biyada, she should take a cup of wine in her hand, the lese inish meachora, and a person should sneak up behind her and say boo, the levaisa, and should scare her. Rashi says, yavasena believe the also pisom, she shouldn't know that the person's there, he should come up behind her suddenly and frighten her, and say boo, the lame Allah, kum mizavech, and then they should say the incantation, let the ziva leave you, let the ziva stop. That doesn't work below. Laise buna de kamona. Rashi says buna is malo egrof, a handful's worth of kamona, which is cumin. And ubuna de morica. She should take the morica, which we explained previously was the karkom, the saffron. And ubuna, she should take a handful of shalisa. Rashi tells us shalisa is fenugreek. So she takes these three things, v'nishlok b'chama, she should all cook them all, stew them all together in wine, v'nashkaya, and then she should drink it, v'name Allah, and then she should say, kum yizavech, she say this incantation. Elo, if that doesn't work, she didn't have it, laisi shisin shie didana, she should take 60 magufos chavis, right, she says, the coverings up of barrels over here, and you mix them with water, v'laishayfe l'chashi yishor b'mayim, you go and smear them after they've been put in water so they're able to be smeared on her body, the lemela, and then she should say, kum izovech, the incantation that the ziva should stop. If that doesn't work, below, laise pashtina, she should take pashtina. Rashi says pashtina is esev she'eno gadol b'koma, it doesn't go straight up, it doesn't grow vertically, elaholech uposhat al gabi akaka, it spreads horizontally over the ground. So you take this pashtina, the lishlok b'chamra, you go and stew it, cook it in wine, the lishafia, and then you smear it on her body, the name of law, and she should say this incantation, kum izovech. Elo, that doesn't work. Laise charguna the hiksa rumisa. Rashi explains charguna is min esef hu shegodel etzel ha-higim. There's a certain type of grass that grows next to the thorns and the thistles. These are these higim, and specifically the hiksa rumisa, which is min higa. It's a certain type of thorn and thistle. Shenikres romis. So you go and take this over here of the chanuga that grows next to this hiksa rumisa, the likle, and you go and burn it, the lispa b'shachake de kitna b'kaita, and you go and put it into shachake de kisna. Rashi says, yikru oso ha'efer, the ashes that you have from burning this, you put it into, in Bavel, big day pishdom b'kaits, in Bavel you go and do this, and you put it in the summer months into these flax or linen types of garments that are worn out. Shachake means worn out. U'b'shachake de amar gufna b'sitva, and in the winter months, in the sitva, you put it into these worn out garments that are made out of cotton. Amar gufna is cotton. I'm not sure what you do with it. I saw in the art scroll they said that you wear it, but it doesn't say that in the Gemara. I'm not sure what you're supposed to do with it. In any event, if that doesn't work, v'lo, lichre sheva biri, go and dig, Rashi says, seven gumos, seven pits, shiva gumos, and the likle behu shabishta yalda di orla, and go take over here, Rashi says, zumoros shokerem yalda, take the vines of a young vine. It is in the Orla period of time, within the first 3 years, and go and burn some of these vines, the linkita kasa de chama biyoda, and she should take a cup of wine in her hand, the lokum meyha, she should go from one of these pits to the other pit, the losaha, and sit over each one, stand over it, sit over it, the lokum baha, and then get up from that one and go to the next one, do all seven, the losaha, the akol chad v'chad, and each time she stands over each one, leim olah, she should say the incantation, kumi zover. Again, none of this is to be followed in any way, shape, or form. If a woman has an irregular menstruation, and again, Lahagdil Torah Adira, we're learning this to follow the learning of the Daf Yomi and the learning of the Gemara, even though we don't fully understand any of these. Then he says, if Lilo, if that doesn't work, Lais is Smida. Should take this Smida. Rashi has the Gircha, Kimcha the Smida, which means Kemach Solas, very, very fine flour. And what should she do with this? Viliska Mipalga Lissatoi. She should smear it over the lower half of her body, from palga, from the middle part of her body, litatoy, all the way down, and she said the incantation, kum mizover, stop over here having this ziva. Below, she doesn't have this, laisei be'asa dinamisa, she should take the egg of namisa. Rashi explains, namisa is the bas hayana that we have in Chumash, which is normally translated as an ostrich. I once saw an ostrich egg. It's huge. The likle, she goes and takes this egg and she burns it. The lisba b'shachake the kitna b'kaita. Again, she goes and takes this over here in the summer months and takes the ashes over here from the burnt egg and she puts it into the flax garments, the worn out flax garments in the summer months. B'shachake the amar gufna and into the worn out cotton garments, besitva, in the winter months, and mistama, again, she either wears it or she does something to it, and that will hopefully stop her ziva. Below, if that doesn't work, liv tachlo chavisa decham lishma, they should open up specifically a barrel of wine for her. Rashi says, kolomar, yayin harbi tish detomit, she should drink a lot of wine, and that will also help to stop her ziva. And if that doesn't work, below, limkit sa'arta, she should go and take some barley, sa'arta is barley, what type of barley? The mishtachas bekfusa de kudna, she should take barley specifically that comes out, Rashi says, hanimtzeis biglole preda luvona, the barley is found in the excrement from a white donkey, and use that barley. So, if she holds on to this for one day, that's the girsa that we have. Others explain, Rashi says in other girsa, that nokto chodo nima, she takes one such grain, garin echad, so then Paska Tre Yomi, that will stop for 2 days her ziva. Vinokta Tre Yomi, if she holds it for 2 days, or she holds two of them, that will stop it. Paska Tlosi Yomi, that will stop it for 3 days. Vinokta Tlosi Yomi, if she holds it for 3 days, or she takes three of them, Paska Liolim, that will stop her flow forever. Mara then continues quoting from the statements that we had before, Lirikona, for this jaundice, Train Bishikhwa Umyakar. He said this Kosi Karin was for jaundice was different than for the Ziva. Here you only had to take two of the three ingredients that we had before, and you put it in beer, and this will cause sterilization. So this doesn't work. Velo, so it didn't heal your jaundice. So Lysa Resha de Shibuta. Rashi tells us the Resha Shibuta is Rosh Dog Shishmo Shibuta. You take the head of a certain fish known as the Shibuta fish, the Lishlok Bishikhwa, you go and cook it in beer, Velishte, and then you drink it, and that will get rid of your jaundice. Velo, and if that doesn't work, Lysa Munine de Kanse. You should take Munine de Kanse. Rashi says it's Tsir Chagodin, the brine over here from locusts, the kosher locusts that they had, and you take the brine, the juice of the locust. If you don't have this brine around, Lysa, you go and take Munine de Nikare. Go take over here the brine of Nikire. What is this Nikire? Min Ophos Ktanim, some small birds, Rashi says. The La'ile Lebebani, then go into the bathhouse where it's very hot. The Lishvaye, and smear either the locust juice on you or this bird juice on you, the small bird juice on you. Vileka Bebani, there's no hot bathhouse available. So Lokme Ben Tanur Laguda, then go stand in between the oven and the wall where it will be very, very hot and smear this. Either the locust juice or the bird juice on you. And Amar Rav Yochanan, Harotzei Shechamei Menu, if you really want it to work well, you want it to warm the person up, the person who has this jaundice, Ikanchenu Bisedino, wrap him very well up in some sort of a cloak, in some sort of a sodin, a garment, and this additional heat over here will make this work wetter, as a Maisha Sahoya. Rav Acha bar Yosef Choshbe, Rav Acha bar Yosef had this type of a Yerokon, and Ovid Le Rav Kana. Rav Kana did this for him, Vitase, and in fact he got cured. If that doesn't work for this jaundice, v'ilo, so then laise tloso kapize tamre parsio. So go bring, again, the kapize we said before was the kli that holds three lugin, and take it over here of these Persian dates, tamre parsiosa, and also as well take utlosa kapizi, take three kapizis worth of this dekira, dinish terufe, this Rashi explains is shaiva, this is beeswax, hatsofa, the notefis that floats and comes out, mikaveris, from a bee's hive, shnismala, vodefis, and it's going to come out, and it's dripping out from this honeycomb that is filled up. So you take the three lugans worth of this, the three kapizes, so take three of these three lugans worth, utlosa kapize, and take three kapizes worth of ahalo, tolona. So Rashi explains alo is aloe, which is, again, an English word as well, and tolona means edom, it's red, and you take all these three ingredients, lishkalinu b'shichra, and you go take them and boil them in beer. Velishte, and then you go and drink it, and that will cure your yerokum. No, if this doesn't work, vilo. So laisei ilo bar chamra, go take a baby donkey. Veligalach mitziaso dereshe. Rashi explains you do this on the chola. You go and shave the head, the middle of the head, mitziaso dereshe, of the sick person. Velishbik le doma meapusa, and then you go and draw blood from the baby donkey. Yakiz la'ayor mimitzcho, you go draw blood from specifically from the forehead of this donkey, velosia reshe, and you put it on the shaved part of the person's head who has this yerokon, velizarmi, and you better be very careful it doesn't get into the person's eyes, because the lo, lisame lehu, in order that it shouldn't go and blind the person. And therefore, this will cure the yerokon. But that doesn't work, velo, laisi reshe de barcho de manach bekivsha, you go take reshe de barcho, is the head of a ram, Rashi says, Shal Ayil, the monach bekivsha, that was being pickled over here, kovush b'chometz, either in vinegar, or betzir, or in brine, the lishlok b'shichu, you go cook it, stew it in beer, the lishte, and then you drink that, that will get rid of your roko. Vilo, if that doesn't work, Vaisi dover acher, bring a dover acher, dover acher almost always means, when it deals with an animal, it means a pig, you bring a chazir, and you should take one that is chutrona, that is speckled, right? Menuma, Rashi says. It has lots of spots on it. Likare, and you should tear it open. The Losei Alibe, and then you put that over the person's heart, and that will cure his jaundice. That doesn't work. Vilo. Lysei Karsi. Karsi is normally translated as leeks. And you bring them Mikavtusa de Meshare. Bring it, Rashi says, Me'emtsa Haruga. You bring it from the middle of the row. Shem Harif. These are the sharper ones. So that's why you bring these specifically. And that will cure the jaundice. Hautaya, the Choshbe, there once was an Arab who had this illness, Yerokon, and Omele Liginoi, he said to one of the people in charge of the garden, and he said, Shekol Glimoi, take my cloak and give me some of these middle row karsi, Bahadli Mishra de Karsi, and this way I'll be able to get better. So they did it. They did the deal. He traded his coat for some of these leeks. Yoivle, the Ginoi, gave it to him. Vachola, and the Arab ate this. And Omele, the Arab then said to this Ginoi, Oshlan Glimech, please lend me my cloak that I gave you back. I need a cloak to keep myself warm, so this will work better. Vigane be kali. Rashi explains he will sleep in it. Vishan bo kali means ma'at, a little bit. Ikrach gono be, he did this. He wrapped himself up in this his old cloak that he had given over to the gardener. And kad ichamas vikom. He got very hot and he got up and took the cloak off. Nafal purta purta mine. And this cloak fell apart. As Rashi says, Kodcha hatalis, michom sreifas acholi, the talis fell apart because of the burning up of his fever, shiyotsu mazeya, that came out of him with his sweat, the nofla chatichos dakos, and it fell apart into little pieces. Okay, again, not something we easily understand. Then we said, liriyokon train b'shichor miyaker, so we said that this cure that we originally gave for the jaundice was you had to take two of these three ingredients that we discussed before, and you mixed it with beer, and as opposed to the treatment for the zava, which you took all three and you mixed it with wine, it didn't cause the person to become sterile. Here it did cause the person to become sterile. Gemara says, how are we allowed to take something that causes sterility? After all the time, we learned in a brayso, you're not allowed to go castrate a person. We learned this out, Talmud Lomer, from the pasuk says, now this was talking, the pasuk was talking about, you're not allowed to castrate animals. And we darshin out, bochem, the host brings that over here, the drasha is, from the word artzichem, from aretz, it teaches you any animals, and from the word artzichem, from the bachem, lo seyasu, it teaches us that you can't do it even for a human being. That's the drasha Rav Chanina said. So the bottom line is, you're not allowed to take a kosher likrin. So how are you allowed to do this? Obviously, we're not talking about pikuach nefashos. If it was pikuach nefashos, you'd be allowed to. But here you're dealing with just a person that has some sort of a malady, so you're not allowed to be over this. It's a deraisa of saris to be masris somebody. So how are they allowed to do this? So Gemara says, Hani Mili, that which we said, you're not allowed to take a kosher likorin, hecha dukomi kavin. That's when you're intending to go and sterilize yourself. Hachmiyatsu, this occurs by itself. This goes like the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that a darish animus kavin is mutter. And the Gemara says, I'll show you that this is right. Rabbi Yochanan, Harod says, Shiyasari is Tarnagol. If you want to go and be masteris, your Tarnagol, to make the Tarnagol not be able to have reproduce, so you want to castrate it, so Yito Karbalto, so go take off its crest. The Karbal is like the crest on the top of the male rooster, on the star is male of, and it will become castrated. So you see, your intention is just to take off the Karbalto, but if it, by the way, also becomes a Saris, that's not your problem. Says that's not a good raya. But Ravashi says the reason why the animal, the rooster, is not going to procreate anymore, it's castrated, is not because it's physically castrated, it's Ramus Rucho, the Nikitale. You took away its crown, it's very proud of that, and you, so to say, you castrated it in a non-medical way. It really isn't castrated, but it acts that way because you took away its Ramus Rucha. But you really didn't do anything. So you can't compare this to the case where you actually drank the kosher likarim, where, by the way, it also made you a saris. So Gemara says, okay, you're right. You know what we're talking about? Elbasaris. We're talking about a person who's already a saris, and he was able to drink this because it already was a saris. Gemara says, that's also not true. You turn to the other Ma'alav. Hakul Modim. Everybody agrees that b'mechametz acha mechametz. When you take a carbon mincha, you're not allowed to make it chametz. Almost all of the menachos that we have in the Beis Hamikdash, with two exceptions, were made out of matzah. The flour had to be made sure that it didn't become chametz. Just like on Pesach, you can't have chametz, so too. The vast majority of the menachos weren't allowed to become chametz. So if it became chametz, you're still not allowed to make it more chametz. So mechametz, acha mechametz, even if it became chametz, you're still not allowed to make it more chametz. And if you do so, shuchayim, that would be over the issa of being mechametz. As the pasuk says, shenema lo siyofeh chametz, you're not allowed to bake chametz, and it says lo siyoseh chametz, you're not allowed to make chametz. So that teaches us that even mechametz, acha mechametz is also. Likewise, bin Masaris, Amacha Masaris. If somebody's already Masaris, you're still allowed to make the Masaris more. How do we know that? Shuchayev, Shinema, because the pasuk says, dealing with various types of physical abnormalities in the genital area that make an animal no longer able to be brought as a carbon, or make a kohen, for example, not able to be brought as a kohen. Umach, the kasus, if the testicles are either squeezed, or kasus means crushed. Nosuk over here means that they're cut off. Koros means also they're cut off. Nosuk means they're totally cut off. Koros means they're partially cut off. So imal koros chayev, if they're partially cut off, so certainly al nosuk lo koshkin. So certainly, if they're totally cut off, you're going to be chayev. So what's the chiddush in the pasuk telling me? Nosuk and koros. El lo bi nosik acha koros. The teacher says that even if they were partially cut off, and then you fully cut them off, you're still going to be chayev. So that's masaris acha masaris shu chayev. So therefore, how can you tell me that the kosher likorin is able to be drunk by a person who's already a saris? It's still not allowed to be drunk. Gemara says, Taki, you're right. Ella, we're talking about Bezokane. We're talking about a person who is incapable of having children. He's too old. And therefore, there is no Isser over here of being Masarisim, because you're not Masarisim. He's not capable of having Siris done to him. Gemara says, that's not true. And Rabbi Yochanan says, but for a man, it's never too old. Hein, hechziruni lenarusi. He took certain treatments, and they restored him to the vigor of his youth. So therefore, a person who's old doesn't lose his potency. We know medically this is true. A person, a man, can father a child even if he's much older. A woman, when she reaches a certain age, can have children, but a man can have children even if he's much, much older. So therefore, you do have a problem still with drinking the kosher ikarin, even if you're an older man. Shemora says, Taki, you're right. Ela be'isha. We're talking about a woman where there's no isser for a woman to have siras done to her, because the mitzvah of procreation is only upon the man. while a woman is absolutely necessary, and women have a much stronger maternal instinct, maybe that's why they have such a strong maternal instinct, because they have no mitzvah technically to have children, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in them this idea that they should want to have children, because it's dangerous for a woman to go through childbirth. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that they want to, but he wasn't mitzvah them to go put themselves in danger. So therefore we're talking about the kosher likarins by a woman that's allowed to have sirus done to her. Where it says that's not true according to everybody. Rav Yochanan Broka has a famous sheet of the Omar, Al Shneim Omer, that both men and women have the mitzvah of period of Arivya. It says, Vayivarach Hosam Elokim, Vayomalhem Elokim, Puruvo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told both Adam and Chava that they should go and procreate. And Rav Yochanan Ben Broka's sheet is that both of them have the mitzvah of doing Puruvo. Michael Meimer, what are you going to say in this situation? You're stuck over here. You can't say that it's talking about a woman. Gemara says, yes, you can. We're talking about Biskena, we're talking about an older woman, and there is no serious because she can't have children. A woman is menopausal, postmenopausal, so she can't have children, so therefore there's no din of serious. Alternatively, Inami be Akara. We're talking about a woman who physically can't have children because, let's say, she doesn't have a womb, she's an Akara, for whatever the reason, she doesn't have the ability to have children, so therefore in this situation, there is no concern over here of serious, and therefore she's allowed, that's what it's talking about, such a person can drink this kosher likarin. Tosus points out, why isn't there a problem of a sirus achar sirus in this situation? He says, no, because there's no sirus in the first place, so there can't be sirus achar sirus. With this, we conclude today's shiur.